Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around a lot. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Here I am sitting in old Hong Kong, the harbor and the light. They're like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of loneliness is falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering you see. And though it isn't easy, it's still as simple as you and me. And you know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart to yours.
Everyone, this is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages. This is our prayer group that we've started a while back, and I want to welcome you all for being here. I've got Amelia Palomba with me, and I just want to thank everyone who's participated in this. I really think a lot of people, just from the comments and the feedback, a lot of people have really gotten a lot of help from this. So that was the whole point in doing it. When more than one person comes together, it's very powerful. One person is very powerful alone, but when many people come together and all are praying for the same thing at the same time, it's powerful. So how are you, Amelia?
I'm doing okay this evening.
How much ice and snow did y'all get there?
We had about a foot of snow, but yesterday it was a few inches, you know, of ice, you know, ice snow that turned into ice, so... You know, I there's a lot of folks that have been battling this, just trying to get back and forth to work. So just be careful. Try and stay warm. I know the power went out. About 8,000 homes lost power for a while. No fun.
Oh, goodness.
It's going down to, you know, 10, 20 degrees. So
right.
A lot of folks are, you know, just battling the elements right now. That's part of winter.
Well, we are going into a mini ice age. The scientists are saying that now that, you know, back in the, I think it was 74 when I took my first world geography class, our professor back then was talking about, or maybe it was an archaeology class. No, it's a geography class. Was talking about how we're 10,000 years late for an ice age, so that at any time in our lifetime to expect that we're either going to have a mini ice age or we're going to go back to where the glaciers are going to totally cover North American continent again. So in the last few years, the scientists are saying, yes, we're headed back into a mini ice age, and they're saying they're predicting it's going to go through 2025 to possibly 2030. So I guess everybody needs to get prepared for that and just realize that we are in that kind of cyclic climate change. excuse me. I do this every night about the same time. It cracks me up. Now, of course, it's going to do it when we're on the radio. I'll sneeze like 10 times in a row every single night, and then that's it. I don't know what in the world is going on. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, why don't we go on? I think that's Lisa on the line. Let's go ahead and get Lisa, and we'll get started here.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Guys, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad you guys
are here. You sound better.
Thank you. I had pneumonia.
Oh, my gosh.
First it went into bronchitis and then pneumonia. And the doctors wouldn't take my call during the day because they were all busy or they were sick with pneumonia, and they kept telling me go to the emergency room. So it was quite the experience. But now I hope I'm feeling better. I tried to go out today, and I just felt like collapsing. So I saw the doctor yesterday or the day before. And so anyway, more tests, and it's just, I don't know, but I shouldn't be complaining. I'm sorry for complaining.
That's not
complaining. Caught off.
Fact of life. That's what I always tell people. If something's going on with you, and even though we've got to get out of this conditioning that when we talk about life, if it's not like something positive, that it's a bad thing. We've got to, that's kind of that politically correct stuff that's going around. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, you're just expressing facts that happened to you, so don't apologize. That's life. And I wish people would do that.
Thanks.
See, politically correct speech makes people feel guilty or shameful. So they don't say how they're feeling. They bottle their feelings up. So it's kind of the same thing. We kind of have this bleed-over effect that if we talk about something that's not positive, then we're being automatically, we're the opposite, which is negative, which makes people feel guilty, which is not real. That's an illusion. So I'm just glad we were praying for you. And the thing about pneumonia, I've had that myself, you have to baby yourself. I mean, you have to really pamper yourself, because the long term, the more you try to push yourself, the longer it's going to take to recuperate. So, I mean, you just stay in the bed if you need to stay in the bed, get up just to eat and take a shower, go to the bathroom. If you need to rest, you do it, because pushing yourself with pneumonia is like the worst thing you can do. I've been there, done that.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I had it so bad
thank
a few
you.
Years ago when I was working as home health nurse that I passed out two different times when I was out in the barn trying to feed my horses. Because I missed 2 weeks of work. I was so ill. I should have been in the hospital. But I actually passed out trying to carry hay into the barn one time. Everything went white, and I woke up laying on the ground, and my horse was eating the hay out of my hand. When I woke up, I had this nose just right there licking at me like, what's the matter? Are you okay? And another time, a few days later, I did the same thing. I passed out with a garden hose in my hand trying to fill up a stock tank. Because there's nobody here to feed them but me. I mean, they were going to die if I didn't drag myself out there. But that's what I'm saying. If I hadn't had that kind of responsibility, I probably would have recuperated lots quicker. So let's go ahead. Let's start with your prayers, because you sound better. I'm so glad. Like I said, we've been praying for you and sending you energy, and I was worried about your bronchitis, so I'm sorry. That was pneumonia. Wow.
Oh, thank you. could feel your prayers, and I was sending prayers back to you and Amelia. And
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And I just would ask for prayer support for my son and my Conrad, my son, that he continues to walk in God's light and be connected to God. And I'll just go quiet on that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that support.
Is he really restless right now? He feels like a caged tiger to me, like he's just pacing back and forth. Is he really restless or anxious?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm sure if you're picking that up, it must be accurate. I know when I closed my eyes to go into prayer, I saw a huge wingspan. And at first I thought it was angels, and then I don't know if it was maybe right now I'm feeling that it was him, but then I thought, well, maybe it was an eagle. You know, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I just feel like he's like ready to break free or break loose, or he's like a caged tiger, like just pent up energy. He's just really anxious. So I'll keep praying for him during the week. You know, I'll just keep.
Thank you.
Yeah, because he's just
Thank
really
you.
He's feeling very. I don't know. This is just the energy I'm picking up.
Okay.
We'll just keep him in our prayers for sure. Okay, what about
Thank
you, Amelia?
You.
Yes, I'd like to ask for prayers of healing and I guess just some comfort for Dad. He's been not really feeling well. I mean, he has multiple ailments from COPD. He's got numerous blood, a capillary, or he's had a brain bleed several years ago, and various other medical problems, and he's having a real tough time now breathing. So you could offer a prayer for him. I know he's scared, as Mom and I are. Anybody that's ever had that experience when you can't breathe, it's very scary. So if we could just pray for him for healing and for some comfort and strength, I would appreciate that.
Okay. Enzo, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for your prayers.
You're welcome. Does he get enough protein?
Yes,
he
normally does.
Every day?
He didn't have much appetite the last few days.
I couldn't hear what you said.
You know, normally he does. He's just his last few days he hasn't had any appetite.
Okay. I just feel like his protein level's kind of low. So if you get scrambled eggs in him, you know, things that are easy on his stomach that don't take a lot of chewing, so he doesn't have to spend energy chewing. Ensure any kind of protein powder drink maybe or something. But I just really feel like his energy's low. He hasn't had enough protein as part of what's going on. It's not the major part, but it would help him if you could get some protein in him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to pray for, and I'm still going to pray for our guys and gals in Afghanistan, our soldiers. I just pray every day that we hear from them, the bottom line finders, and I want to pray for all our soldiers. You know, there was we've got contract workers that are veterans that are retired that are still doing contract war. You know, they're in the wars in Iraq and different places, and we've got so many soldiers around the world, and I just want to pray for all of them. The world is seems like it's coming unhinged. So if we can give them all protection and comfort and strength and perseverance and a clear head and let them feel loved and comforted, I would sure appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Do we have anyone in chat, Amelia?
Not
as a prayer
yet.
Request?
Not just yet, no.
I wonder if Jay's in there. I hope his mom did well. Okay, Lisa?
Oh, thank you. I love the space of praying. Thank you very much, you all. I would like to ask for prayer support for my other son, Tyler, and that he continue to walk in God's light. And I'll just go quiet now. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that support, everybody.
Spirit cracks me up. It's got such a sense of humor. You remember that song? I don't even know where it came from, but zippity doo da, zippity a.
Yes.
Oh my, what a wonderful day! Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity doo da, zippity. Remember, it's like there's a bluebird on my shoulder. There, it's like the inside part of the soul part of Tyler is singing that. He may have issues in the physical world, but it's like he's really connected. He's really spirit-wise in a good place. So,
oh, my God.
I haven't heard that
in
years.
Love,
I don't know. Was that the one with Dick Van Dyke in them? Or is that even
older? Is it Jiminy Cricket?
No, it's Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio.
I think it was Jiminy Cricket.
It's an old song. And I haven't thought about that song in 25 years, I'm sure, but Spirit started singing that song, and it just cracks me up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it.
Oh, there's a bluebird on my shoulder. So, anyway, I just feel like no matter what issue he has, I think your prayers are really working because at the core of his being, he's zippity-doo-dah in it. So,
Spirit. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
I wish we could zippity-doo-dah over to Conrad. But we're working on it.
Oh, I know.
So,
Thank you.
Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I'd like to ask for a prayer for all the, I guess the best general term to use would be light workers, people that walk through this life and they give comfort to others and help each other and help others out and put positive energy into the world. I know I'm feeling it myself. Very drained, very, like the energy is just being sucked out of me. There's a lot of negative energy being put forth in the air, whether it be verbal or thoughts or actual physical violence that's going on. And I think most people that are positive or uplifted spiritual people are feeling the drain right now because they're up against a lot of negative energy, and it's affecting everyone. It's affecting the planet. It's affecting all people, whether they realize it or not. So if we can just offer up a prayer for those folks and keep the faith and keep the positive energy up and to try not to get discouraged.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. I cannot get Zippity-Doo-Dah out of my brain now. I'll be singing that song for the next... Oh, my gosh. It's just Zippity-Doo-Dah through my brain. You know, there's kind of an opportunity here with all the changes that have happened since the election. We really have an opportunity for a whole, like a new renaissance of our country and of the world. And that's what's taking place. You know, there's different countries that are now fixing to leave the EU. They don't want globalism. They're fighting against George Soros and blah, 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 blah. So it's really, I feel very hopeful. I feel very hopeful because there's so many people that are starting to turn around and realize that we have to have law and order. And so I want to put a double prayer out there, one for President Trump. He's working like 20 hours a day. This man is really, I'm really getting kind of concerned. He looks extremely tired when I've seen him talking on TV. I mean, who has worked 20 hours a day for 3 weeks straight like this person is? He's fulfilling every promise he made. When has a politician ever done that? Whether you love him or you hate him, you have to at least give him, you have to at least acknowledge that he's doing exactly what he said he's going to do. I'm kind of in shock. So I want to give please protect him, give him strength and vitality and energy so he doesn't get sick. But I want to also extend it to all of our first responders, our police officers. I've seen so many different YouTube videos and posts that the ICE, Border Patrol, and different departments like DHS are so happy that they finally feel like they're free to do their job again, which is to help America stay safe. So there's been like a renaissance within the different police departments, the sheriff's departments. People are feeling enlightened and buoyed, and they feel like we have their back again, and it's really given them the like a morale boost. I really feel like it's lifted the spirits of these people who are willing to die for us, and we don't even know their name. So it's really, I really feel like this is an opportunity for people to pray for them, send them love and energy, and I think this is all going to work out for the good. I really, really do. Because, like it or not, there's people here in America that want to hurt us, and we've got to get them out. And that's what their job is, and I want to pray for them to give them the strength and the courage to do their jobs properly. And please pray for Trump to give him energy and strength and protection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zippity Doo Dah. I will not get. Oh my gosh! Every time I close my eyes, I'm just saying. Now that y'all said Jiminy Cricket, now I'm saying Jiminy Cricket with the darn bluebird on his shoulder. Oh my gosh!
Oh, I love
to laugh.
That.
I need to laugh. Oh my gosh!
And you even knew the set. Usually, I just know the first line of any song, but you knew the bluebird part. Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because that's what they were showing me, a bluebird, so I had to get that line in, too, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny. Okay, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I ask for prayer support, please, on me standing tall with God and just making choices for myself in the relationship that I have with significant other, that I make the right choices for myself, and that I stay connected to God in those choices that I make. And I'll just go quiet now. And thank you, everybody, for that support.
Thank you. He's noticed a change in you, and he doesn't know exactly what to think of it. Part of him is pleased, but part of him, I don't know if he's a control person, but part of him afraid, you know, when people shake up the status quo, some people go for it. They're very adventurous, and some people get threatened by it. So you're making changes in your life that are positive and good for you. Your connection to spirit's getting very, very, very strong. And he didn't know what to think about that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and it fits what you're saying.
Yeah.
It really does.
So,
and you know what? I had a dream. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I had a dream,
and I've been having these kind of dreams, like, I don't know, once or twice a month or something like that. And but this last dream I had, I'm in my bedroom, and it felt so real, and I kept touching different things in my bedroom, like different furniture, and I kept saying, I'm connected to God, I'm with God. I kept repeating that, and it was like something, there was an energy or something that was in the dream that was testing me, and it was telling me to do this or telling me, and I said no, and I kept repeating it over and over again, I'm connected to God, I'm with God, I'm connected to God, and I've been having those kinds of dreams, and I just, you know, occasionally, like once or twice a month, and I'm just not sure, you know, I'm just going with the flow, I'm just rolling with it. I mean, I wake up and I'm always like, wow, that was a dream, you know?
Well, just keep in mind that, you know, we all evolve and grow. Nobody on the planet has all the answers. Theology, philosophy, it's all people's opinions. You know what I'm saying? Religion's people's opinions. Until we die and the spirit leaves the body and we go to another place, we'll know whether this was all a bunch of hogwash or if we were right on target, right? I mean, I can only go by my experiences as an intuitive person. I do speak to dead people all the time. I can only tell you and share with other people my experience. So that's what gives me a worldview and a philosophy of life after death, that we do continue on, because I've seen the spirits of hundreds, if not thousands of people over the years, that there's got to be something else out there when we die. So what people don't understand, a lot of people don't realize that the more spiritual connection you make with God, and this, I'm having to evolve this myself, because I've never, for my whole life, always looked at the good in people. And that got me in so much trouble, because I was a Pollyanna. You know, I always saw the good. I was raised with the Ten Commandments, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I thought everybody worked out of that mindset. I'm 60 years old, and I'm realizing, you know, it's just been the last few years that I realized, you know, everybody doesn't have the same motive and the same heart and the same mind. You know, not everybody looks at other people for the goodness, and then they're looking to see how they can be opportunistic and take advantage of someone. So that's been the hardest lesson for me. The same idea I've always had spiritually about good and evil. To me, those are such labels that I don't really like to use. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm coming full circle with this. You know, when we're children, we're taught about the devil, and the devil is bad and evil, Lucifer, you know, he's got a pitchfork and all that kind of stuff. And so the fear of the devil was implanted at us, most Christians, as a child. Well, as I got older, I started rebuking that. Oh, there goes the word rebuke. I started kind of turning away from that and thinking, and I say it all the time, to me, darkness, when people talk about darkness, that's just an absence of light, and the same with evil. Evil, the word E-V-I-L, in quotation marks, is just an absence of light, okay? And so I've always tried to keep that balance between using the terms good and evil or darkness, whatever, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm now 60 years old, and I don't know if I'm coming full circle or what, but I'm having to acknowledge that there are beings in the physical and in the third and fourth and fifth dimensions that aren't physical that are dark and evil, and they are trying to create chaos and mayhem on this planet Earth. So I can continue to say their darkness and their evil is just a lack of light, but I have to acknowledge they do exist, and it's real. So the more you pray to God and the more you build a connection to God, the brighter your light gets, the brighter your vibrational pattern and your energy field gets, and that attracts attention to them.
Yeah.
Because, see, they truly hate good. They hate light. It hurts them. because when they're around someone who's light, it shows up all of their supposed imperfections. It shows that they're less than, and it shows to them and their little weak minds that this is a challenge to them. And so the more connection you build to spirit, just be prepared that you're going to be tested and more things are going to start happening to you because you're going to start getting attacked. And I did not want to admit that when I was 15 and 20 and 30, but I'm 60 now and I see it all the time. So you have to realize that the stronger your connection to God, the brighter your light, that's going to attract anybody who's of the dark to try to test you and bring you down to their level. It's not God doing it. It's these other people or beings or creatures or whatever. It's nothing to be afraid of because they don't have power over you. They absolutely do not have power over you unless you give it
to them
voluntarily.
Yeah, I didn't feel their power at all. I woke up actually feeling pretty impressed.
Yeah, good. Well, I think you were being tested. I think they were testing you. We kept saying, no, I'm connected to God. So it was kind of they were just test feeling you out to see. But see, it's kind of like spirituality with God. It's almost like a horse having blinders on. I absolutely positively refuse to have any of those things bother me.
Yeah.
When I'm connected to God, I don't even acknowledge them. If they do come around, I just tell them to get away. But I mean, look at me. Yeah. I could be seeing them all day long. Do you know I've never seen a demon that I'm aware of? There's people all the time that talk about they're attacked by demons. They have horrible smells in their home. That they're horrible nightmares. I don't have any of that because I don't allow that.
Mm.
And we do have
authority. I agree with you.
It's a good
thing
that's happening to you. It's just. Don't be afraid, and I think that I'm talking to everyone. The more you pray, the stronger your connection to God, the more things that are going to come up that you're going to be tested. That's just the way it goes.
I totally agree with you on all of that, all of that. And those are the kind of dreams similar to that. They're not exactly the same, but it's similar to that. It's been like once or twice a month I'll have it, and I wake up. Like, well, that was a dream. But, never do I waver in the dream. I never waver. I'm staunchly, and I just, I'm like, what was that about? Like, why would that even happen? Because I know who I am.
That's what's happening, I bet you.
Yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying, though.
Yeah, Just be prepared for it because it's going to come in human form. It'll come in dreams. It'll come in all different shapes and sizes. But I'm seeing more and more people being kind of tested and attacked. So, okay, Amelia.
It's funny that you're talking about that because I think what I've been attributing a lot of the changes that I've seen in people that I've known for some of them my lifetime, that I went to grammar school, we were high school with or grew up with in the same town. I think when there's adversity and there's different opinions that are being expressed in a very mean-spirited way, it brings out folks' true colors. And Pat, you and I have been talking about this over a year, that it was going to be a year of disclosure. But for me, the awakening part of that is I never thought it was going to be about people, that were close to me in my life. But that's all part of disclosure. It's sort of the veil is being lifted on a lot of things. And that includes people and their true nature or their intentions or their motives, behind what they do. And it goes along with what you were both just talking about. So I guess my prayer would be is to continue to have faith and to walk, with God and to have confidence in yourself and let us all put up our protection. On a regular basis, and not feel the normal human emotions that we would feel, whether it be betrayal or just feeling stupid because we didn't see this in some folks before, you know. And also not to get suckered into it, you know, not to, because I see a lot of that going on. People are baiting each other, you know, with different comments and trying to start, you know, an argument or a disagreement. And I also know a lot of people that are very frustrated because they're trying, regardless of their views on science or religion or politics, whatever you want to call it, they're trying to have open conversations with people. And I've mentioned this before. I've seen a lot of relationships break up, friends that have been lifelong friends and not talking to each other, family members that aren't talking to each other, and it's hurtful, you know. And I feel for both sides, but people that are taking the opportunity to find fault with other people, okay, you can find fault with whatever you want to, but I think we all need to look in the mirror every now and again and realize that a lot of what we see sometimes is a reflection of what we're feeling, and it's all how we interpret it. So my prayer would be that more people might be not shocked by all of this that's going on, even though it is shocking to a lot of people, and that they continue to walk with God and in the light and not to be discouraged.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, what's part of what's going on worldwide is that, like Amelia was saying 100% accurately, is that disclosure is happening on many different levels, not just politically. When we realize that the number one emotion that people grapple with as a human being, not the spirit part of us, but the physical part of us, is fear. So when you're going along your daily life and the status quo, you're trying to make your bills, take care of your kids, blah, 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 keep a roof over your head, all of a sudden, in the news, on social media, and the truth that's going on in the world is that our paradigms have shifted. Our sense of security and reality has shifted. When you start realizing that a lot of what you've been told your whole entire life is not accurate, it's been a lie, when you start realizing that, for example, the United States of America, the people are good people. The government is diabolical. That our government since the 70s and 80s has become, or even before that, has truly been diabolical in what it's done to the world. We've done great, wonderful things, and I'm going to tell you what, you wouldn't have heard that statement coming out of my mouth a year ago. I bleed red, white, and blue. You know, I'm a true patriot. But when I have done so many hours of research this last 2 years now, I have come to see what our politicians have done to the world. For greed, for power, for some of it is to keep America safe and strong. But when you realize the New World Order and the globalists have been using America and other countries of the world to advance their agenda of world domination, we now, you know, do you realize 7 years ago there were 25 countries that had been dismantled as far as democracy? Do you realize now in seven short years there's 150 countries worldwide that are in total disarray? Their governments have been destroyed. That's all part of the globalist plan. So many people do hate America. They blame us for a lot of the chaos in the world. And so here in America, Americans are just now waking up and realizing what our government has done to the world. We didn't do it. We didn't know this was going on. We had no clue. And so you have to understand when fear is the dominant emotion people feel, all of a sudden the status quo is turned upside down, And we realized that, oh, my God, these people that we've been voted into office as we're out paying our bills and working our job have been undermining the security of our country and the world so that they can take over and rule all of us. It's creating havoc everywhere and chaos and panic. And the people who haven't done a whole lot of research don't even understand what they're upset about, because we now have billions of people in the world that are realizing we've been duped. We've been sold out. We've been lied to. We've been cheated. They've stolen our money. They've stolen the blood of our men and women in uniform. They've created wars just so that they can get rich and keep us weak. When you realize what all has been happening to the human race, it's made a lot of people angry and a lot of people totally terrified, because we no longer have a status quo. The paradigm has shifted. Our reality is not the same as it was 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. So that it's not always that it brings out a person's true colors. I mean, that's true in some circumstances. But when you step back and look at the big picture of why people react the way they do out of anger and fear and the words that they use, some people are just nasty people. Some people are just, like Amelia put a post up, there's terrible people out there that do terrible things. That's just a fact, and that's true. But most people, I think, are trying to find an equilibrium. They're trying to find their balance. They don't know what news to believe anymore. They don't know when you read a story, is it true, is it fake? They don't know anymore. And they don't have time in their daily world to go sit down and research for hours on end to find the truth. They don't have the time to do it. So it's made a lot of people frustrated. They're exhausted. The chaos is everywhere. And it's making people really get angry, because you'll reach a point with saturation of our society and culture with the propaganda that the government's putting out there. And it's not just the government, the mainstream media, the corporations, the globalists. All this propaganda they're trying to use to make us fight one another and have war within our own countries, like in Germany and France, Italy, Greece, America, Canada. They're trying to stir up civil unrest so that they can take over. Well, you know what's happening. A lot of people now, with all these protesters, the anarchists, the college kids, all these people that are burning, people are now getting tired of it. They've had it. They're not going to allow that any longer. They're not going to put up with it for freedom of speech, or that your rights are being whatever, or you're afraid you're going to be offended. People have reached a saturation point with this. It's like a three-year-old having a temper tantrum. You do one of two things. You either ignore their bad behavior, let them hold their breath till they turn purple, let them scream and holler, let them get on the floor and kick their feet, and you just ignore them till they wear themselves out, or you punish them. Well, that's the point I think we've gotten to socially in our country and around the world. This is happening in Europe. Many countries are facing what we're facing. So disclosure, people are upset because they're no longer feeling secure. They don't know who to believe anymore. Most of what they've learned most of their life has now been discovered to be not the truth. And people don't know where to turn or what to do. If you don't have your connection to God, that's when you get lost, and that's when you're vulnerable. That's when you can be indoctrinated, and that's when you're going to go the path of least resistance, which means if the group of people that you're hanging out with all are anti-Trump or they're pro-Trump, you're going to go with the flow because you don't have the energy or the time to figure out anything different. You're just going to be like a mass sheeple person. Just go with the flow for protection's sake. And that's what's happening. We've got people who, and it's just human nature. You have to understand this is human nature, and it's just the path of least resistance. And those are the people who blindly follow the group because they don't have their connection to God. You know, you can stand alone when you know it's the right thing in your heart, and when your connection to God is strong, that's great. But many people don't have that connection. So if you stand back and just look at this as a social, cultural situation, and you can look at it psychologically and understand the components of why people are doing what they're doing, you can get a little bit better. You can kind of let go of the emotions of it. Like me, I post stuff on Facebook, but I don't take it in. It doesn't stay with me. I don't dream about it. I don't get mad about it like 2 in the afternoon or something. I'm not like getting mad at something somebody said. I don't even think about it again. I say what I got to say, and I go on. But a lot of people can't do that. So what I want to pray for, or all the people who are out here trying to tell the truth, like Amelia, like she put that post on River Spirit Messages. There are terrible people in the world who are going to do terrible things. And if you're trying to wrap your brain around and figure out why do people do these terrible things, then you're not one of the terrible people. And see, that's what I was saying before to you, Lisa, about being politically correct. That's just a fact of life, whether it's positive or negative, it's reality. So don't feel guilty about it. You know, there's terrible people. I mean, spiritually, I'm supposed to say, oh, there's no such thing as a terrible person. They all live in fear because they're, you know, from a terrible childhood that they had. And all that's true. You know, they probably weren't loved totally, and they were judged, and they didn't feel secure as a child. All of that is true. But the fact is they're still acting in a terrible way, and you have to deal with that no matter what the psychology is. That's irrelevant at this point. You have to go by people's actions and their behavior and their motives. Because, see, people's motives, that's known in their mind and their heart. When you're looking at a friend or a stranger or just someone that makes a post or a comment, or you see these people on TV with these interviews, you don't know their true mind and their true heart. You don't know that person. God knows their motives. That person and God, and most people don't even know their own motives. That's why we're so screwed up as a human being race. Most people haven't become self-aware enough to know what their motives are. They're just kind of living day to day and floating here and there. But when you know your heart and you know why you do what you do and you know it's for the higher good, I sleep really well at night. I don't have any guilt at all for anything that I say or do because I know my ultimate goal is to help. I'm not here to harm or hurt. Now, there's a shock value. Some people, like bullies, you're never going to get a bully to leave you alone by throwing rose petals at them. It ain't going to happen. They're just going to keep pounding you into the ground and taking your lunch money every day. The only way for that personality type to leave you alone is either you move and don't be in their presence any longer. You get yourself out of their way and don't have anything to do with them, which is not really realistic. Or you stand up for yourself. Even if they beat you down, the fact that you looked them in the eye and you tried, they will have respect for you. But until you stand up to that personality archetype of the bully intimidator, they're never going to leave you alone because they look at you as weak with no power.
Yeah.
So you have to realize we all have different personality types and different people respond to different things in different ways. So just know that the dust will finally settle. It's like this huge vacuum cleaner bag of all this trash that's been picked up, and we just smashed the bag, and all the garbage and trash is going everywhere. Eventually, the dust is going to settle, and we will come back to center, and we will gain equilibrium. But one other thing I want to send out there I want to pray for the truth tellers. I want to pray for the people who are really trying to awaken mankind, for the people who are really trying, no matter what it takes. Myself included, I don't care what it takes, I'm trying to put the truth out there, whether people like it or not, to keep giving those people patience and confidence and energy, and don't let them get despondent and discouraged, because that's our job. The truth and having knowledge, that's what sets you free. That's what helps people become self-aware. And so just realize the dust will settle. And one final thing I'm going to say, please don't believe that millions and trillions of Americans are the protesters. They are a drop in the bucket. The mainstream media has given them all this attention because they're trying to convince us that there's this humongous movement in America and half of Americans are these bad people that are going to, you know, or these people that believe or anti this and anti that. Don't believe it. It's a handful of people compared to most patriots. It's a handful of people. So don't get brainwashed and thinking, oh, my gosh, look at all these trillions and millions of Americans that are just going to burn the place down. No. Do not buy into that. That's garbage. So my prayer is for all the people who are truly trying to help mankind, whatever way they choose to do it. I'm not judging anybody. However they choose to tell the truth and to awaken people to knowledge, you know, if nothing else, just encourage someone to go do some research themselves. Have a difference of opinion to where you say, I don't agree with you, that's not true. Have you studied this, that, and that? If you read that, maybe you'll understand there's lots more to this subject. Whatever it takes to get people to wake up, the truth tellers, just give them the right words at the right time, and that's my prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Okay, I think we're back to Lisa now.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in chat that has anything? Of course, Amelia would say something, so let's go to Lisa.
Thank you. I want to pray, please, for my health, that I get back on my feet and improved and better than ever, like they say about soap detergents or anything like that on TV.
Yeah.
So I'll go quiet. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Well, thank you. And just make sure, like I think I might have mentioned it before, make sure you get vitamin C. What people don't realize, vitamin C is so crucial to the cell wall, the health and integrity of the cell wall. When each little cell has a membrane, the outside of the cell. So what happens when you take vitamin C, it makes that the wall of that membrane of that cell, it makes it really hard. So when you look at a bacteria or a virus or a fungus or things like that, they have little hooks. Some of them have spikes that look like a round ball with all these spike collar things sticking off of them. And so the way a bacteria or a virus gets into our body is that, you know, we inhale it like through our nose, the spores or whatever, the cells from someone sneezing on you or coughing on you, and you inhale it. Well, what happens is when that gets into your bloodstream, that little, just say it's a bacteria that's, it's round with all these, like a dog collar with these big sharp spikes, okay? What happens was when it comes up to one of your cells, it goes to that cell and it tries to punch a hole in the cell so it can eject the bacteria or the virus into that cell and infect it, okay, and damage that cell. Well, what happens is when you take vitamin C, it makes the membrane of that cell almost impenetrable. To where that spike, that little cell just keeps poking and poking, but it can't pop, it can't get through that membrane and infect you. So vitamin C is very important for our health just on a daily basis. If you're not eating enough, you know, you'd have to eat like a whole bag of oranges to get enough vitamin C. Or, you know, people don't realize that. So especially when you're ill now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not diagnosing, but 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams when you're real. Some people take 5,000 milligrams. I don't because it could give you an upset stomach. But on a daily basis, I take 1,000 milligrams a day, every day. And then when I'm, if I'm feeling sick, I'll take even more. So just remember that vitamin C is one of those things that you need to make sure it's in your diet every single day, whether you're sick or well, because that truly is its purpose, is to protect those cell walls so bacteria and viruses can't penetrate and get you ill. So just make sure you're – and time release, if you can get the time release one, and make sure you get the one that says with rose hips on it.
Okay.
Because rose hips is the natural vitamin C on the rose hip. What?
Aloha James said, don't forget vitamin D. He said 10,000 units. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, vitamin D's too, yeah. That's so true. Well, it looks like we've got another caller if you want to bring them on, Amelia.
Sure will. The caller is from 780. Hi.
Hey, Jay here. How's it going?
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good.
How's your mom?
Hi. Mom's doing fine. I think it's just, she don't know the woods right now, but she's just trying to get her energy back. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so,
she's in our
care. Thank you very much.
I just have to say something to you before you hang up on us. Listen, 2 weeks in a row now, Amelia has said a beautiful prayer for you, and I think you missed it both times. So I just want you to know that we've been praying for you too, not just your mom. And the prayers that Amelia said were really special. So I just wanted you to know that we've been praying for you, having to go through this, you know, give you perseverance and strength and love. So I just wanted you to know that, because both times I said, Amelia, that's beautiful, and you, I think you'd already hung up. So I wanted you to be aware of that.
Do you know which show it was? Was it last show?
The last two shows that
the
you called in.
Shows, yeah.
Okay.
It was after you hung up, or after you went out of chat, so you didn't hear. That's
okay. You can go back to the archives. You can go back to any of our shows. Whether it's the prayer group or River Spirit Messages, you can go back to the archives and listen anytime you want to any of these shows. So the prayer circle is also an archive. But I just wanted, before you hung up and we lost you again, I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Okay, so we're praying for your mom?
Yes, just continued prayers. She's not out of the woods yet, and just prayers of just clarity where she wants to go with us in her life, too.
Did they get the blockage unblocked?
Yes, they did, but it still doesn't.
Right.
Well,
it'll help, right?
The thing is that it's just temporary, but the doctors and even nurses and people there, it's almost like they want to jump on and do this. I don't know if you heard, a Whipple procedure, where they're redirecting stuff here and there, and it's a six hour operation.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's when they go up and they do, my dad had that several years ago.
Yeah.
It's almost like doing angioplasty, where they go up through the legs and fiber optically see what's going on in the brain, and they do microsurgery. What you're talking about?
Are you talking about the? You're talking about the story.
Yeah, no, for blockages, usually they go up, you know, through the veins in the, because you had mentioned it was in her head, right?
No, her pancreas.
Pancreas.
Yes, they're
going to
go
past
the bile duct. They're going to reconnect from those different areas to help the blockages in circulation.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to pray for you too, Jay, because that's really hard when we have our parents like that. So we're going to pray for you too. Excuse me. Give me. Okay.
My mom's name is Yumi.
I was going to say Yuli, but that's my sister-in-law's
Yumi.
Name. I was close. Yumi, okay?
Yeah.
I was close. All right.
Thank you.
Is her gallbladder, does she still have her gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay, have they talked about stones and that and like little gravel in her gallbladder?
They didn't talk about that, no.
Okay, because I'm seeing like little gravel in there. When she gets home, check with your doctor. I'm not diagnosed, I'm not prescribing, but some detoxes that are really good for the gallbladder, pancreas and all are if you drink a lot of apple juice.
Yeah.
There's different things like that you can do that help dissolve the gravel and the bile ducts and the gallbladder. Mm-hmm. All that's related to the pancreas. You know what I'm saying? All these little cysts that people get and the gravel and the infection.
Yeah.
You might do some research into that, but I know apple juice is a really good cleanser for that sort of part of the body. So you might look into that.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad her surgery went well.
Yeah. And, I had this funny feeling. See, my mother had a near-death experience. And I'm just feeling that. When was this?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
She saw the light. And
wow.
And I know that six operation, she may see the light and says, you know, I might go up.
I'm ready to go home, huh?
Yeah, I'm just thinking too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we just have to realize that, oh, God, that is just the hardest thing in the world. I mean, gosh, it's her decision. You know, I worked intensive care for years, and I'm telling you, I've said this many times on the radio, that by the time I was 23 years old, I had come to the realization that when it's time for someone to go, that's between them and God. Nurses, doctors don't have a thing to do with it. We keep the body going, you know what I mean? But that truly is when God says it's time to come home, you go. There's no arguing. There's no bargaining. It's when your time's up, your time's up. And that's God decides that. I've seen so many miracles where people weren't supposed to make it. We did last rites, called the priest in, and the person,
yeah,
you know, 2, 3, 4, 6 weeks later walked out of the hospital. And I've seen people that shouldn't have had any problems at all just crash and go. And everybody's mouth is hanging up like, what the heck happened, you know, in total shock. So I've just learned that that's between your mom and God, and we just love them, and we pray for them, and we do everything we can to do.
True.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I love you for that, and we'll keep both of you in our prayers.
Thank you so much.
She'll be okay. Just love her. Just that's all you can do anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
She still has all her mental capacity, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, so she's going to be the one to make the decision, right?
Right.
Yeah. So just honor whatever she decides.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. We have another caller, Amelia?
Yes. From Gary Code.
Bye.
Love you too, Jay.
Sorry?
You hang in there. All the best,
yeah,
to Mom.
Yeah, we'll keep praying for her.
Grateful for your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The caller from area code 862. Hello?
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hey, how have you been?
Busy.
We missed you.
And you know, I'll come on and I'll listen on the computer, but I've been so busy that I really, you know, didn't want to call in because I probably would crash on you guys anyway.
Oh, no. We've been praying for you. So,
thank you so much.
Like Jay,
appreciate
we've been praying for anybody like Lisa too. Whenever you're not the people who regularly call in, we always say prayers for everybody. So we've been praying for your children because you always pray for the children. We've been praying for all your kids and your husband. We've been praying for all of y'all. So, so let's go have the prayer from you. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. I'm just, you know, I want to pray for all the people that are struggling with all the energies and the changes, and I know I'm not the only one out here, so I want to pray for them as well, because a lot is going on.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think it's Amelia now.
If there's a question in chat, and I don't know if you have an answer for it, just asking if you know the exact energy dynamic of a cold, as you haven't been sick in over 10 years and has a cold now.
The energy dynamic? Well, with any kind of disease at all, any kind of disease, you have to first look at your own vibrational rate, because especially if you haven't been sick in a long time. Everything has its own vibration. A cold does, pneumonia, bacterium, they all do. But the point is, if your vibrational level is protected and if you have a high enough vibration and the cell structure and the membranes of your cells are strong, that's how you keep from getting ill. So I would look at anything that's changed in your diet. I would look at your sleep patterns. I would look at your total health and see if you've done something differently. Conversely, thoughts have an energy field. When you have an idea or a thought in your head like I hate pizza or I love chihuahuas, whatever you're thinking, that has an energy. That is a vibrational energy that's created inside of your brain, which affects everything in your brain. Now, when you speak your thought, the spoken word is so powerful because as you orate that word, you are creating a vibration in your mouth. And when you speak that word, that vibration from your mouth goes out into the universe. That word, those words you say, can never be destroyed because energy can never be destroyed. So you have a thought. It goes through the brain to your oral cavity, and you speak it. You've created an energy. So I would look at your thoughts. I would look at the words that you speak. And also the people around you. Is there a new person in your life that maybe you're not protecting yourself well enough and they're draining your energy? Is there a toxic person that's coming to your workplace? Are you having any kind of emotional problems with other people? Because all of these work together to create a situation where we get sick. It's not usually just one thing or the other. So, you know, go from good hand washing. Actually, the vibration of a cold, just keep in mind, you're talking about a cold. We get cold and we get the flu through our nasal cavities and our tear ducts. So if you're like in Walmart, get those little hand wipes, wipe off the handles of the cart. Don't shake hands with people unless you wash your hands afterwards. And make just tell yourself, do not touch my eyes, don't rub my eyes, and don't rub my nose until I've washed my hands. So that's, as far as vibration and being ill, it's multifaceted, and that's what I would look at, different parts of your world to see what's changed. Thanks for that question, though. Okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer?
Yes. I'm wanting to ask for a prayer. It said thank you very much, by the way. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope that answered the question. I hope I went the right track with that.
I think so. Wanted to offer up a prayer. It's funny. Hi, Jackie. We were talking about just what you requested a prayer for a little while before you came on. My prayer request is for the children and for the young people because they're feeling all of this. And right now they need from people that are supposed to be older and wiser some peace. And some comfort and lots of love and assurance that they'll be safe and that they're loved. They're not alone. There are a lot of bad vibrations that are coming off of people right now, and it can't not affect them. So my prayer is for prayer protection for children and the young people, and that they know that they're protected in God's love, and that they continue to walk in the light and to feel secure in knowing that they have a future. And they're such pure spirits. They have so much to teach us. And we need to pay close attention to how all of this is affecting them as well. So if you could join me in that prayer for peace and comfort and love and protection, and that we make a special effort to show them that every opportunity we can.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Years ago, when I first started traveling the country, there's an American Indian guy, a healer that I traveled with for years. There's a woman named Hannah Kroger. Now, when I met Hannah the first time, she's in her 70s. She's American citizen. Her parents were missionaries. She was born in Hungary. But she was a registered nurse, and she was a healer. She was definitely had her own herb shop, and she even had her own church there in Boulder, Colorado. And people came all around the world to be healed by Hannah. She's very psychic, very intuitive. She could tell your diseases. She used a pendulum. But she would come out with such profound statements. You know, I'm a registered nurse, that I would be like, okay, this lady's off her rocker. Everything that woman has said has come true. She talked about how, now this was before it was in mainstream media at all. She said the AIDS virus was man-made in a test tube by the governments of the world, and there's two different strains of it. There's a strain that's here in North America. There's a strain that's in Africa. The strain that is in Africa is much more virulent and potent than the strain that's in America, and they started off testing it with indigent and drug people and prostitutes in different cities of the world, okay? And I'm going, okay, this lady's lost her mind. Well, all that's come true. There's so many things that Hannah Kroger said that she was way ahead of her time, but she had people in governments, in the military complex. She had people with the alien group. What I'm trying to tell you, she had world politicians, world leaders, and government officials who were her sources of information. because she created all sorts of herbal remedies for all sorts of diseases. You know, she had homeopathics for MS and for Epstein-Barr. I went to her, I just had Epstein-Barr, and I went to one of her sessions, and she'd have like 500-600 people, and she had her little pendulum. She was only like 5 feet or 4'8". She's a tiny little thing. She reminded me of Mother Teresa. She'd walk up and down the aisle with her pendulum, and she stopped at me. She goes, "You need to see me and come to me. You've had Epstein-Barr. You still have Epstein-Barr virus." And then she kept walking. So after she got through talking, I went and bought her. It was $7 for a bottle of the Epstein-Barr. She sold me two bottles. She says, "You need to do it 2 months in a row." Do you know what? Now, Epstein-Barr is one of those things, once you've had an antibody for it, you always have an antibody. And I had been seeing an internist for it because it wrecked my health. Well, guess what? After the second bottle, when I went back to my internist, I had zero titer for Epstein-Barr. It was gone. Out of my DNA, out of my bloodstream, I had no titer for it like I'd never had it. So this woman, I really started paying attention. I went to her every summer. She had like 2 or 3 weeks that you could go live there. They had, you know, they had a whole boarding facility there where they fed us and everything to learn hands-on healing, to learn about the herbs, the home, just a total holistic approach to health. Well, one of the last things that she said to me before I left, and she's passed away, but she said, "Just keep in mind, in the future, when you start seeing planes falling from the sky, when you start noticing that people all around the world, especially in America, but look at America," she goes, "when people are going crazy and you really think everyone's lost their mind," she goes, "that means the government has finalized their final project." She said they started back in the 60s and 70s with this machine, and it's called the EMF and the ELF waves. And what those are, they're electromagnetic pulses that they put through the electric grids that go into everyone's homes, and it affects your neurological system. It makes people go crazy. It shows signs of schizophrenia. They have attention deficit disorder, anxiety, depression, anger, rage, suicide, homicide, because the energy grid, it affects the electromagnetic field of every living being in North America, and it's coming through our homes and our electric grids. And back then, she even sold these two little magnets that you could put on your electric box outside that would diffuse it. Well, guess what, guys? I just saw a video last night talking about how the government has now, with all of these Wi-Fi towers, with the cell towers they've put up, and the smart meters, if you have an electric smart meter on your home, you now have those ELF waves in your home that Hannah Kroeger talked about, and it's making people insane. It's making people have no common sense. It numbs you to your values, and it shuts down your connection to God. You don't feel that connection to spirit because it's like a beehive in your head. It's overstimulating the neurons in our brain, which makes us just feel like we've had 10 cups of coffee. You know, it's hyperstimulating the brain. So I just saw a video last night confirming the government has now completed its project with the smart meters and these Wi-Fi towers, and it went back to what Hannah Kroeger said back in the 80s. So I wanted to put that out there to let us all know it's not all just in our heads. People really are going crazy, and that the final thing that I ever heard Hannah Kroeger predict has now come true. I heard it last night on a video, in an in-depth 2-hour
video.
So if you want to read up on Hannah Kroeger, it's Kroeger. She's passed away, but her kids and grandkids still run the show. You can get her books. Her books, call them up. They've got a 1-800 number. If you want to learn more about this, she goes into detail what herbs to take, what supplements to take, how to counteract these ELF waves that are bombarding our society. I'm gonna go pull the books out and reread all that stuff because it hadn't happened back then in the 80s. It hadn't happened yet. But she already has herbal remedies for this. So I would advise everybody to tune into that and realize this is real. Okay, let me see. Did I say a prayer already? I forgot.
No, you didn't.
Or did I just start talking?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay, I'd like to pray. Please, my brother has a big court case. I think it's going to be over with tomorrow. I want to pray that the best for his client happens and that he goes through it with grace and dignity and energy. My mom's out there helping him, and I want to pray for her for peace. His name's Billy. Her name's Lenny. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
Oh, thank you. I'd like to pray for and thank you for prayers for my mother and my sister Patty. They're both equally doing very well, and I know
Good. It
has to do with the prayers. And so I just
want to, and Patty, yep.
Oh, thank you. I just ask for prayers of thanksgiving, and so I'll just go quiet now. Thank you.
Okay.
Just thank you for that very much.
Thank you. Okay, Miss Jackie.
Yes. I want to ask a prayer for my sons to keep them protected from all of these things that we're talking about. I also want to pray for the people who are doing things that they know they should not be doing, whether it's to, again, children or adults, anybody. I want to pray for them. You mentioned earlier about the ELL wave, was it the ELF waves?
Yeah.
There is something out there called the Weapons of Silent War, where they actually even get into it, and it speaks about how wireless technology really affects all our systems, and I agree.
Absolutely.
That if the grid could be adjusted or changed or manipulated, it can affect us.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It makes all the sense possible. I mean, like, I'm holding a cordless phone and I'm speaking to you, or I could be on my cell phone and see you, and there's nothing there, but we have that type of communication. So imagine what else is going on behind the scenes.
Exactly.
But they do have the information out there, but many people don't want to believe it because, you know, when you speak to it, they say, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut, but the conspiracy is right in front of our faces.
Yeah, you got your little aluminum tinfoil hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you an example. I have a laptop, okay? And I'm on the computer I don't get on till usually late at night until 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like working the night shift. But I tell you what, this laptop is sitting directly on my abdomen. And after about a couple of hours, my right groin, like where it's lower than your ovary and it's a little over from your appendix, I have a spot right there that starts hurting so badly, I have to move the computer and get it off of me. And after the computer's off of that spot for about 2 or 3 minutes, it quits hurting. Now, that's the bottom of the computer sitting on, and it's one spot in my right groin that will start killing me from the energy coming off this computer.
Well, I would sleep with my computer on. I used to have a laptop right at my head that stayed on.
That's not good, yeah.
No, because I used to listen to, you know, BTR or listen to music or something from the laptop. And then I started to notice that sometimes, like, if I blink my eyes real fast, I would see, like, this white light.
Right.
Like a flashing light. So I, you know, at one
point,
there's
radiation coming off the lights in these computers.
It was
there's
orbs.
A small amount of radiation. Yeah.
Hmm? I was thinking that maybe it was orbs or maybe it was just my mind or whatever, because why I started to pay attention was I really was trying to get into a meditative state. But
right.
I would notice, I'd blink my eyes, I was, you know, like a quick flashlight. So I started to just turn it off and unplug it, and I noticed that particular thing would start. But I tell you one thing, I have been in, like, the house alone and has, you know, like you hear the humming in your ear.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever heard frequency change?
Right.
If you're really in deep meditative mode, and then, like, some people will call it tinnitus. Tinnitus?
Right. Yes, yes.
I have seen her, like, when it was turned down.
Right. But there's also the energies that are coming into the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spiritually evolved and moving along in life here, and you're tuned in and you're meditating, there is a physical sound that you can hear. That's not tinnitus.
Okay.
I have both. I do both. Like when I'm really tuned into spirit, I don't have any tinnitus. But my tinnitus is so bad in the wintertime. I have a window unit right over my bed in the summer, so I sleep well. But in the winter, there's no noise. I can hear my neighbor's alarm clock going off. I can't go to sleep because I can this ringing in my ears. But when I'm doing different things, that ringing shifts. So there's two things going on. There is tinnitus, which, you know, is probably wax buildup or have an inner ear disease. But there also, what you're talking about is there is an energy into the earth right now that has really increased the dimensional and the spiritual collective consciousness that more people are aware of than they've ever been before. So you've got both things going on. You're absolutely right.
I don't have the tinnitus. It took me a moment because when it first started happening, I could say about maybe six to seven years ago, it used to annoy me. I thought that something was going on real bad. I mean, I went to different doctors, and they ruled that out. But now I notice I could catch myself, like, just walking, and then all of a sudden I could hear the shift.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not just saying you have tinnitus, but I'm saying as far as people hearing noises, it's two different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It can be both. Like me, I've got both. I've got tinnitus and what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've always
got
buzzing going on in my head. Drives you crazy if you listen to it.
you talked about receiving energy that's not yours or speaking certain things that, you know, goes out into the universe. And, you know, I just want to share with everyone that I had a feeling about a group of people, but I couldn't confirm it about maybe a year ago when I started to have, like, major problems with my son. And I knew that these people had some type of negative influence on him, but whenever they would see me, they would give me their best face.
Right.
And just the past week, the same group of people have been caught up into something that's very controversial. And it pretty much my suspicion. And I'm still in that environment. You know, I don't have to give as much detail as possible because there's an investigation going on. But I'm still in that environment, and I'm looking at them, and I'm saying to myself, how could you have done this to so many different people, you know, different children or, you know, different individuals? How could you just take advantage of people just for your own gain? And I have to go in the presence of them and still try to keep my head focused and keep moving, even though I'm upset deep to my core because my son was actually he picked up on this negative energy. And I'm praying for his healing because I now see how he got caught. How he got misguided, how he got lost. And
right.
I really, you know, I can't even really express it, but I'm just asking for prayer for that. And again, praying for the people who have done wrong or who continue to do wrong to whomever, whether it's young people, whether it's elderly people, whoever.
Right.
You know, I just, you know, I can't find the words. I know God knows my words, and he knows what's in my heart.
Right. Just have you ever heard me talk about the little hamster ball of protection that we put around ourselves?
No,
you know,
not
the
hamster.
The person with the little hamster rolls around, that clear plastic ball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it's very simplistic, but anytime I try to teach people how to do this visualization, a lot of people have trouble till I came up with this. Just imagine that there's this huge crystal. It's diamond hard, but it's this big round ball that you're standing inside of it. So you're totally covered from the bottom of your feet to your head. It's like you're inside this bubble, okay? And it's diamond hard. If someone throws a rock at it or shoots an arrow at it or tries to punch it with their fist, it'll just bounce off. Nothing can break through. And what you always say is when you're inside that, you say only the good of God may enter. Okay, now when you can visualize it, you can see in all directions. You can see up, down. You know, it moves with you. It's like underneath your feet, and like as you walk, it goes with you. You're totally surrounded by this bubble. Then what you do for protection is you visualize, you flip a switch and like turn a light bulb on, and the whitest, brightest light appears in that bubble, and that light is so incredibly bright that people who are outside the bubble looking in can't even see you. All they see is this huge white light. They can't even see you're in there. That's how you start building up protection so that when you have to be in those people's presence, do it before you're going to be around them. That way, any of their negativity, they can't drain your energy, like psychic vampires that drain our energy. Their thoughts can't, the thoughts will just bounce back off. Because whatever hits that bubble, unless God wants you to receive it and it's for your highest good, it will bounce off you. Anybody can shoot it with a gun. They can have the most negative thoughts in the world towards you. They can be smiling and thinking, I hate that woman's guts. That energy that they're thinking will hit your bubble and bounce right back to them. It will not go in and invade your electromagnetic field or your body. So that's how you start protecting yourself. You put the bubble around your house. Anytime you're in your car, put your whole car inside the bubble. Put your kids around it. Put your dog. Everything that you love, visualize that they're all inside their own little bubbles with this white light so bright that nothing but the good of God can enter inside that bubble. And start doing it 10 times a day. Then after a week, do it 5 times a day. By the time a month is up, do it when you wake up. Do it when you go to bed. And then you'll get to the point you don't even have to do it anymore because you've already built up a psychic spiritual protection around yourself that's now a part of you. Your electromagnetic field is protected and hardened, and then you don't have to do it anymore except, you know, if you just want to do it, to tune it up every now and then.
Okay.
But before you're around those people, do that. Put yourself
I
in that white light so strong that only the good of God can enter your space.
I have a supervisor who, every time she comes around me, I find my body just go incredibly hot and I break out in sweating. I mean,
wow.
I'm hot and I just start sweating. And I don't know why, because I don't think, it's not fair, but it just happens.
Well, I would put that bubble up and separate your energy
so
that she can't affect you any longer. Did you have a prayer? Did we pray? Y'all have to forgive me. My brain's not working. Did we say a prayer for you? Did we already pray for your family?
No, we only had a few minutes. Let's say a prayer for Jackie's son and for
Pray for Jackie. Okay, here we go. Let's pray.
Thank you.
I want to pray for our Earth. I don't know if everyone is aware of this, but there was a huge asteroid that was coming right towards New York City, and President Trump and a few other world leaders shot it to millions of pieces with intercontinental ballistic missiles with the WARN system that we have. Trump tweeted about it, said, Nibiru is gone, we won, and then they took the tweets down. So that Russian scientist that I talked about last week and the week before was saying that this asteroid was going to hit the Earth on February 16th, and I just want to say it's been obliterated. So if we can please pray for our Earth to continue to heal this electromagnetic shield around our Earth, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Does anyone else have a prayer they want to just shout out before we shut? We've got a minute and 25 seconds. So does anyone else have a prayer?
Everyone have a blessed week. God bless you all, and lots of love to all of you.
Right.
Lots of love.
I just pray a prayer for all the animals and all the children and just people who can't do for themselves. I just want to put a prayer out for them. People that depend on us for their care. We could say a quick prayer for all those animals and people and children. I'd appreciate it. The pedophile rings are being broken up now. There's all kinds of arrests fixing to come forward with the pedophile rings. I pray for those children. I pray for those children. So if you could join me that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. That's a worldwide thing. I pray for children like that every single day, that no harm comes to them, that they can be rescued. Because think about it. People know the pedophile rings are being broken up. Do you think they're going to keep those kids around as evidence? That's the part that kills me. I just pray for those children to be protected. Well, look, 10 seconds. Love you all. Thank everyone who called
God love
in
you.
For the prayers.
You guys.
Everybody. And never forget, you are loved. So we'll see you next week, everybody.
Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bless the beast and the children. Bless the beast and the children.